Well, praise the Lord. This is Mark Irvin again, and I'm so glad to be with you for another teaching, another internet Bible school teaching. Before we get into the message, let's go before our Father and let's ask Him to teach us. Father, in Jesus' name, I thank you for each Bible school student. It's a wonderful privilege to be able to come to them in this way to give them your word. And Father, I just pray that you would bring forth this message in a way that each and every person could understand. I pray that you would give them revelation right now in Jesus' name. And this is what I pray and this is what I believe for. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that's on the inside that is the teacher inside of each and every person that is born again, each and every Bible school student. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. You can open your Bible to Mark, the 16th chapter. Mark, the 16th chapter. And I know that our text for this class has been in Hebrews, the 6th chapter. And we are actually teaching out of the second verse of Hebrews 6 about the doctrine of laying on of hands. And one of the reasons that we lay our hands upon others is to minister to them healing power. Minister to them healing power so that they can be healed. Through the laying on of hands, healing power will flow into a sick body and cause someone that is sick to be completely healed. And we see in Mark the 16th chapter that one of the signs that follows us as a believer is that in verse 18, the latter part of the verse, it says, "And they shall lay hands on the sick," they referring to the believers. In verse 17, it says, "And these signs shall follow them that believe." If you're a believer, one of the signs that is to follow you is that you lay your hands upon the sick, and it says, "And the sick shall recover." The sick shall recover. Well, Jesus had a ministry of laying hands upon the sick and the sick recovering. Let's go to Matthew, the 8th chapter. Matthew, the 8th chapter. And remember, Jesus said that the works that I do shall you do also. And so if Jesus could lay his hands upon the sick and get the sick healed, you and I can do the same thing. And that's exactly what Mark 16 and verse 18 tells us. Jesus said that we as a believer would lay our hands upon the sick and the sick would be healed. The sick would recover. Matthew 8. In Matthew 8 and verse 14, we see that Jesus had a ministry of laying his hands upon the sick and the sick recovering, the sick being healed. In Matthew 8 and verse 14, it says, "And when Jesus was come into Peter's house, he saw his wife's mother." Notice, Peter was married. He had a wife. His wife had a mom. "He saw his wife's mother laid and sick of a fever." So Peter's mother-in-law was sick. She had a fever. "And he touched her hand." What did he do? He touched. He stretched forth his hand. Jesus stretched forth his hand and touched the hand of Peter's mother, and the fever left her, and she arose and ministered unto them. What a testimony. Jesus ministers healing to this woman. She's completely healed, and in return, she ministers back to his needs. She ministers unto them. I don't know if she fixed them a meal or what she did, but some way she got up out of that bed, out of that fever that she was in, completely healed and ministered unto them. You know, there's a man by the name of John G. Lake, and John G. Lake was a healing evangelist, had powerful signs and wonders that manifested through his ministry in Africa. And John G. Lake got the revelation of who he was in Christ. He got the revelation of the fact that he was a son of God. And he got the revelation of the fact that he could lay his hands upon the sick and the sick would be healed. And there was a time in Africa that a plague broke out that caused many people to die. It was some type of virus that people were getting, some type of bacteria. I don't know what it was, but something that was killing the people. And when John G. Lake was ministering in this area, you know, people thought, of course, that he was crazy for even praying for people that had this virus. Because if he had any contact with somebody that had this virus, you got it. You were a dead man. Well, they noticed that he continued to pray for these people and pray for these people, and he never died. He never got sick. And they asked him, they said, why is it that you never get sick? And John G. Lake said, well, he said, I want you to put some of this virus in my hand. Then I want you to take it and look at it in a microscope. And that's exactly what they did. They took that virus, they put it in his hand, then they took it and looked at it in a microscope. And do you know what they found? The virus was completely dead. And that's the way it should be for you and I. As we know who we are in Christ and have that revelation working through our life, we can come in contact with any disease. We can come in contact with any plague. We can come in contact with any sickness, and it will die. Now, I'm not telling you to go out and test things out just to show how spiritual you are. You understand that for John G. Lake, this was a sign to the people. They recognized God sent him there. When you go where God sends you, he will protect you, and you can walk in divine health. You can trust the Lord. You can go against any attack of the devil and come out with complete victory because the battle has already been won and you're simply walking out the will of God for your life. And that's exactly what John G. Lake did. He had that plague, that virus put on his hand, and they examined it under a microscope and it was dead because of the power of God that was flowing out of his body. Well, that's what happened when Jesus touched Peter's mother-in-law on her hand. Healing power went out of his hand into her hand. He cursed some way that virus. The power of God went against that virus. It killed that virus. And Peter's mother-in-law got up and ministered unto them, ministered unto Jesus, ministered unto Peter. Let's look at another passage of Scripture. Mark, the fifth chapter. It says, and when Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name, and when he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come. Notice this. Jairus had heard that Jesus ministered healing to the sick through the laying on of hands. Jesus had that kind of reputation. This is why Jairus asked Jesus this question. Jairus said to Jesus, my little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed and she shall live. So Jairus knew that his daughter could be healed through Jesus laying on of hands. Jesus laid hands upon the sick, and the sick were completely healed. In verse 40 of Mark 5, it says, and they laughed him to scorn. Well, this was after Jairus' daughter had died and Jesus came in, and they just laughed him to scorn. They thought, no way that anything can happen now. She's already dead. But it says, but when he had put them all out, sometimes you got to do that. You got to put out all the unbelievers, or you got to remove the person that you're trying to pray for from that atmosphere of unbelief. I've had to do that before when I've prayed for people. I've had to take them away from others. You know, sometimes you get people that come up and they come up with other people that are completely emotional about the whole situation, and you just have to remove that person from the person that brought them that's completely emotional from the situation so that you can have an atmosphere of faith there to pray for that person to be healed. And that's what Jesus did. It says when they laughed into scorn, I mean, what an atmosphere. You got all these people, he's there to work a miracle, and they're just laughing at him. They're scorning him. They're mocking him. They're going against him. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying, and notice, he took the damsel by the hand and said unto her, Talitha kuma, which is being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked, for she was of the age of 12 years. Could you imagine that being your 12-year-old daughter? Your 12-year-old daughter has died. But you know what? Jesus knew by the unction of the Holy Ghost that he had power to raise this little girl from the dead. And this power was transformed through his hands into her hand. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. So Jairus' daughter was raised from the dead with the laying on of Jesus' hands. Jesus touched her. Let's go to Mark, the 6th chapter. We're just kind of working our way here through the book of Mark a little bit and showing you different places where healing power or miracle working power was transferred. To raise somebody from the dead is a miracle. That's not just a healing, that's a miracle. To bring that spirit that has left that body back into the body, that is a miracle. And not only is it a miracle, but the little girl got up and she walked. And they were astonished. Well, not only did her spirit come back into her body, but in order for her to be strong again, she had to have been healed. And so not only did she come back from the dead, but she also received a complete healing in her body through the laying on of hands. Now let's look at Jesus ministering healing to the sick in his hometown. In Mark the 6th chapter and verse 1. Mark the 6th chapter and verse 1. And remember, as we are teaching about this, Jesus said, the works that I do shall you do also. You can pray for people. God can use you to raise the dead through the laying on of hands. Remember the verse that we read in the beginning in Mark, the 16th chapter and verse 18, they, referring to the believer, shall lay hands upon the sick, and the sick shall recover. So let's look here in another passage of Scripture, Mark 6 and verse 1. It says, and he went out from thence and came into his own country, and his disciples follow him. And when the Sabbath was come, he began to teach in the synagogue, and many hearing him were astonished, saying, from whence hath this man these things? And what wisdom is this which is given unto him, that even such mighty works, notice, are wrought by his hands? So even in Jesus' hometown, the people knew that Jesus ministered healing to the sick through the laying on of hands. They were astonished. They thought, where did this man come from? Where did this man get this authority? Where does this man get this ability that such mighty works would be accomplished through his hands? They said in verse 3, is not this the carpenter, the son of Mary, the brother of James and Joseph and of Judah and Simeon? And are not his sisters here with us? Jesus had a pretty good sized family. He had brothers. He had sisters. And they were offended at him. But Jesus said unto them, a prophet is not without honor, but in his own country and among his own kin and in his own house. And he could there do no mighty work, save he laid his hands. Notice, he laid his hands upon a few. Not a lot. It doesn't say that everybody that was sick was healed, as it mentions in other scriptures. There were other places that Jesus went that everyone was healed. Everyone that came that was sick was healed. But in his own hometown, because of the unbelief, because of them not accepting what he had brought them, only a few people were healed. It says, and he could there again, verse 5, and he could there again do no mighty work, save that he laid his hands upon a few sick folk and healed them. And he marveled because of their unbelief, and he went about round the villages teaching. So Jesus had a reputation in his hometown of ministering healing to the sick through the laying on of hands, and he healed a few sick people in his hometown through the laying on of hands. It's through the laying on of hands. Your hands are like jumper cables. Do you know what jumper cables are? Well, if you've ever ran the battery out of your car because you left the lights on, thank God for these new modern cars where the lights turn off after a period of time that you left the car. The other day, I was at my parents' camp. I'd actually flown back, and they have a pickup, that a truck, that the lights don't turn off automatically, and I'm used to my vehicle. And so here in Germany, and so when I drove their truck, I drove it down the hill, and I actually was staying in my brother's house, and I forgot to turn the lights off. And you know what? The next morning when I got up, the battery was as dead as could be. There was nothing I could do to get that pickup started. Well, you know what they had to do? They had to go get another truck and get a pair of jumper cables and take the power that was in the battery of that other truck through those jumper cables and apply it to that battery that I had ran down because I left the lights on. Well, that's what your hands are. Your hands, Jesus' hands, your hands are a set of jumper cables. You're full of the power of God. And when you take your hands and you lay it upon somebody that's sick, you transfer that power of God into them through your hands, that their bodies can be completely healed. Wow. That's what Jesus did, and that's exactly what you can do through your hands. Let's look at an example of Jesus ministering healing to a man that is deaf and dumb in Mark 7, Mark the 7th chapter and verse 31. That's Mark the 7th chapter and verse 31. It says, and again, departing from the coast of Tyre and Sidon, he came into the Sea of Galilee through the midst of the coast of Decapolis, and they bring unto him one that was deaf and had an impediment in his speech. So this man could not hear, and he could not speak. And they besought him to do what? They besought him to put his hands. Can you see this? Everywhere Jesus goes, he's got a reputation that if this man lays hands upon somebody that is sick, this person that is sick is going to get healed. And he took him aside from the multitude and put his fingers into his ears, and he spit and touched his tongue. What if you do that in a healing line today? Jesus had some interesting ways at times of ministering healing to those that were sick. And looking up to heaven, he sighed and saith unto him, Epaphratha, that is, he opened, and straightway his ears were opened, and the string of his tongue was loosed, and he spake plain. So what happened? Jesus put his fingers into this man's ears. He had the reputation that if he would lay his hands upon this person would be completely healed. The people that came to him that were sick would be completely healed. The people that needed a miracle in their body that he laid hands upon, they were healed. Let's look at an example of a blind man that is healed through the laying on of hands. Mark the 8th chapter. That's Mark the 8th chapter. It says in Mark 8 and verse 22. Verse 22, Mark 8 and verse 22. It says, and he cometh to Bethsaida, and they bring him a blind man unto him, and besought him to touch him. Notice again, they want Jesus to touch this man that is blind. And he took the blind man by the hand, and led him out of the town, and when he had spit on his eyes. So in the seventh chapter, Jesus, I mean, he's in a spitting flow right now. In the seventh chapter, he spits and touches the person's tongue. Here, Jesus spits and touches the person's eyes. It says, and when he had spit on his eyes, can you imagine doing that today? And he spit his and put his hands upon him. And he asked him if he saw aught. Now, I'm not telling you to do that either. You better be led by the Spirit of God if you do it. And I'll tell you something, if you do it, you're going to get results. If you don't, you're going to get in trouble. It says, and when he had spit on his eyes and put his hands upon him, he asked him if he saw aught. And he looked up and said, I see men as trees. You know, this is the way that a lot of times I minister to healing to people. I lay hands upon him. No, I didn't say I spit on him. I haven't ever had the impression to do that. Not saying that I would never. But you know what? We see here a progression. We see it says that Jesus, he said to this man, he asked him if he saw aught. And what happened? He asked the man if he could see. And what happened? It says, and he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up. Here we have Jesus two times laying his hands upon this person. And that's the way that I minister healing to the sick. And this is the way I teach other people to minister healing to the sick. Stay with the person. You know, sometimes people lay hands upon someone and they don't see immediate results, or they don't see the kind of results that they want to see. And so, you know, they just stop. But you know what? I've had many, many people, if I had just stopped, that would have only received maybe 50% of the healing that God had provided for them through the laying on of hands. And so stay with it. You know, I ask the people, is the pain gone, or are the symptoms gone? Is it 50% better? Is it 75% better? And then I work with the person and work with the person as long as I have the impression to do that. And I don't quit. I don't give up. And because of that, I've had many people that have received a complete manifestation of healing in their body by the time that I was done working with them. Then I've had other people, I've just had the impression, lay hands upon them, the anointing goes into them. I know the anointing goes into them, and that's all I have the impression to do. And later on, a few days later, they come back, and they were completely healed. They went to the doctors, and the doctors confirmed that they were completely healed. Well, Jesus, he applies this principle. He prayed, he laid his hands upon this person two times. It says again in verse 24, and he looked up and said, I see men as trees walking. After that, he put his hands again upon his eyes and made him look up, and he was restored and saw every man clearly. What if Jesus had quit after he laid his hands upon this blind man the first time? What if he had quit? That's all the man would have gotten. He would have just been able to see the men as trees. He wouldn't have had perfect eyesight. Jesus didn't give up. He didn't quit. And what happened? It says that he saw every man clearly. This man was restored to perfect eyesight through the laying on of hands. Let's look at another passage of Scripture. Luke, the fourth chapter. Luke, the fourth chapter and verse 31. That's Luke, the fourth chapter and verse 31. It says, and came down to Capernaum. Jesus has come down to Capernaum, a city of Galilee, and taught them on the Sabbath day. So Jesus has a teaching ministry. He has left Nazareth to dwell in Capernaum. We see this in Matthew 4 and verse 13 as well. He had left Nazareth to dwell in Capernaum. Verse 40, Luke 4 and verse 40. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him. What did they do? They brought all the sick with all the different diseases that these people had. They brought these people unto Jesus. And what did Jesus do? And he laid his what? He laid his hands on every one of them. Don't tell me that the laying on of hands is not for praying for those that are sick to get the sick healed. We see it over and over and over. Jesus laid his hands upon the sick, and the sick were healed. This is why Jesus included the laying on of hands in one of the signs that is to follow us as believers. Mark the 16th chapter and verse 18 again at the end of that verse, it says, they shall lay hands, they being the believers. You are a believer. And as a believer, you can lay your hands upon sick people and the sick people will be healed. Jesus laid his hands. It says that he laid his hands on every one of them. And what happened? Every one of them was healed. He laid his hands upon every one of them. And every one of them was healed. Let's look at another passage of Scripture. Luke, the 13th chapter. That's Luke, the 13th chapter. There was a woman that had a spirit of infirmity, which means that she could not lift herself straight up. She walked around with a back that was arched over, completely humped, completely arched over. In Luke 13, in verse 10, Jesus was teaching. It says, and he was teaching in one of the synagogues on the Sabbath. Jesus taught a lot of times in the synagogue on the Sabbath. Synagogue is the public place where people would meet on the Sabbath to receive teaching. Verse 11, and behold, there was a woman which had a spirit of infirmity 18 years. Could you imagine having something like this for 18 years? And was bowed together and could in no wise lift up herself. Have you ever seen a person like that? I've seen people like that. They were so bowed over because they could not lift themselves up. This woman would have been in a wheelchair in our times. And when Jesus saw her, he called her to him and said unto her, woman, thou art loosed from thine infirmity. So what did Jesus do? He spoke to this woman. He spoke to the spirit of infirmity that had bowed this woman over. And verse 13, and he laid his what? He laid his hands on her, and immediately she was made straight. Hallelujah. And immediately she was laid straight. He spoke to this woman and told her she was loose from the infirmity. Jesus laid his hands upon this woman and spoke. And immediately she was made straight. And what happened? And glorified God. This is what glorifies God. Never sickness glorifies God. Never a demon spirit glorifies God. Never someone being in a wheelchair, somebody being bowed over. Never does that glorify the Lord. That is not the will of God for a person's life. No, it's the will of God that people are healed. It's the will of God that healing power is transferred through the laying on of hands. Well, what about you and I? What about you and I? Remember in John 14 and verse 12, Jesus said, verily I say unto you, he that believeth on me. Well, that goes along with Mark 16 and verse 18. That says, they shall lay their hands upon the sick, and they shall recover. And verse 17, remember verse 17 said, and these signs shall follow them that believe. And so what was Jesus saying? Again, in John 14 and verse 12, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, he that believeth on me," are you a believer? Yes, you are a believer. You're a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. You've been born again. You've received him. It says, "He that believeth on me, the works that I shall do, shall he do also, and greater works than these shall he do, because I go unto my Father." Jesus went to the Father to send us back the power of the Holy Spirit so that we could go out and do the same works that he did, and not only do the same works that he did, but do the greater works. The greater works is a reference to you and I preaching the gospel and people receiving the new birth. The works that Jesus did, Jesus healed the sick, he cast out devils, he restored a severed ear, he turned the water into wine. We can go on and on. These are the works that Jesus did, and you and I can do the same works that he did. In Acts, the fifth chapter, we see an example of the apostles ministering healing, or the apostles ministering signs and wonders through their hands. In Acts 5 and verse 12, it says, "And by the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people." And by the hands of the apostles were many signs. By the what? By the hands of the apostles were many signs and wonders wrought among the people. And they were all with one accord in Solomon's porch, and of the rest durst no man join himself to them, but the people magnified them, and the believers were the more added to the Lord, multitudes both of men and women, insomuch that they brought forth the sick into the streets and laid them on the beds and couches, that at the least the shadow of Peter passing by might overshadow some of them. There came also a multitude out of the cities round about into Jerusalem, bringing sick folks and them which were vexed with unclean spirits, and they were healed, every one of them. So here we have not only Jesus ministered healing through the laying on of hands, ministered signs and wonders through his hands, but we see the same thing with the apostles in the early time of the church age. Well, I see that our time again has come to an end for this teaching. And I trust that you've been blessed, you've been encouraged. And I tell you what, you have got great power on the inside of you to go and do the same thing that Jesus did. Your hand is a powerful tool. It's a powerful tool that can be used for evangelism. Because those that you minister to through the laying on of hands that receive healing in their body, they'll listen to what you have to say. And I encourage you, use your hands. When you come in contact with people that are sick, don't be afraid. Take a step. Allow God to move through you. Allow him to make his power available through you. And then lay hands upon the sick, and the sick shall recover. This is Mark Irvin. It's been good to be with you again for this International Internet Bible School. Father, I thank and I praise you for these things, and I thank you for ministering to each and every person. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.